Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. This is Allie Faith from 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm on every single weekday on Kiss FM with DZ in the morning. And on Sundays, you get to hear me right here on every station in Odyssey, Milwaukee for the Sunday morning Public Affairs Show, where we talk about local things going on in the community. We speak with nonprofits, resources available for people. So you might be listening on Kiss FM. You might be listening on 99.1 The Mix. You might be listening on Hot 105.7, or you might be listening on our sports station, 1250 AM, The Fan. But today I'm excited because a friend of mine is back who I've gotten to know just from being involved in the nonprofit world. This is how I got to know you, Callie. My own friend, the co-founder of Project Bubbaloo. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks Callie so much for Shiroff. Having me.
I love having you because you and I could talk forever. Let me tell you.
I mean, we should walk around with microphones just on a daily.
It would be a normal thing for
I'm
us.
I'm still waiting for my offer to join your morning show as a color commentator, but you know, I'm working on it.
You would be fine, that's for sure. So Callie, I'm excited you're back today to talk to me because not only are we going to talk about a very big event happening in Milwaukee with Project Bubbaloo, Hops for Hearts coming up in April, but first I always like to start with your story. Because I'll never forget the first time I met you and heard your story. It is unbelievable. It's sad, yet you have turned all of your pain into something positive and inspirational. So, like, Callie, let's just start at the beginning and talk about one, what Project Bubbaloo is, who it helps, congenital heart disease, why you're doing what you do. Let's just talk about the top of your story.
All the things. Well, first off, it's Heart Month. So I think, February is Heart Month. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that we recognize that. I think when people think of heart disease, they think of, you know, adult heart disease. So having heart attacks and not that that's not important, but one thing that I feel like isn't thought about is congenital heart disease. Mm-hmm. And in 2017, I found out that I was pregnant with my first baby, and we found out that it was going to be a boy, but we also found out that something was wrong. Mm-hmm. And the 20-week ultrasound showed that there's something going on with his heart. And at the time, I had been a nurse for 10 years, and I didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Even having that knowledge, I didn't know what they were talking about. I didn't know what the defect was. And so it started this kind of process of getting our care transferred over to Children's Wisconsin. They have an amazing cardiac program.
Mm-hmm. Which I learned through you about the Herma Heart Institute, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they're incredible. And I'm so thankful that they're right in our backyard. Mm-hmm. We're very lucky. And found out that he had a critical cardiac defect, and that meant that he needed open heart surgery soon after he was born. So that happened. They did an amazing job. He was born at 32 weeks, so 3 pounds, 3 ounces. So his heart probably was the size of a golf ball when they did surgery. It's just incredible what they can do. And he survived. They kind of gave me a 50-50 shot that he was going to come out of surgery. Mm-hmm. He did, but then we kept having complication after complication. And he also had a chromosomal abnormality that we knew about. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what it meant and figured out pretty quickly that it meant that he wasn't going to live long and had a lot of problems. And he fought for 6 months, and then we came to the decision with our family and medical providers that he's telling us that he needs to go. Mm-hmm. And so we withdrew care in March of 2018, and he passed away almost immediately in my arms. And ever since then, it kind of, I describe it as it lit a fire. And I knew that I needed to take this pain that I still have and this grief that I still have, I needed to turn it into something good. Mm-hmm. And so I used that as momentum to start Project Bubbaloo with my sister. Mm-hmm. And we started raising money and doing events, and it kind of propelled us into this world of trying to raise money for congenital heart disease research, because we firmly believe that we need more in order to advance the quality of care for those that have congenital heart disease. And there is progress being made. I mean, kids like Theo didn't live 30 years ago, 40 years ago. They just didn't. They didn't live past birth. So we need to give more kids an opportunity to live longer, healthier lives into adulthood. And we also need to make sure that people with congenital heart disease that are adults are getting the care care that they need to.
Yeah. And, you know, props to you, because I know I've said this to you 1,000 times, but one, I can't imagine losing a child. Two, I would think it would destroy me. Three, you have, watching you, even still, I've known you for years now, and I still see how much pain and grief you have because of Theo dying, and I understand that, but I still see you continue on and put all of that pain into Project Bubaloo and trying to find ways to help kids in the future. So you're an amazing person, because a lot of people would crumble, and I know the pain is still there. You know, I know, I get that, but it's just, watching you is inspirational. And you know, and Theo, I'm sure, sees that too. So
I hope so.
He does. And that led you with your sister to found Project Bubaloo, your nonprofit, right?
Right. And we're really proud of how far we've come. We went from kind of a, I think a lot of people, when something terrible happens, you want to do something. And a lot of people do things in honor of the people that passed away. Mm-hmm. We wanted to keep going. So we're still at the heart of what we're doing is still honoring Theo.
Yeah.
But we have grown to be where we've welcomed other team members who have lost children, mm-hmm. and people who we've gotten to know over the past few years that have experienced the same loss that I did, and mm-hmm. giving them a place to come, or just the trauma of going through having a kid that needs open heart surgery, or there's something wrong with their heart. It's traumatic. Yeah. And so there's a lot of people. It is the most common birth defect. So 1 in 100 children are born with a congenital heart defect.
That's wild. I learned that from you, that 1 in 100, that's a lot. That's a lot of kids being born.
Yeah. And 40,000 kids every year born with congenital heart disease. Not all of them need open heart surgery, but at least 25% do. That's still
that's
too many kids.
1 in 4. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of kids. And these aren't just surgeries that, you know, in and out. It's months in the hospital. It's lifelong care after that. So it doesn't end after surgery. And there's some heart defects that, you know, might end up needing a heart transplant, which is not a cure. You can't just take out, you know, a heart that's has a defect and put in a new one and think that that's going to be the answer, because that's not the answer either. So I think there's a lot to know, and the community awareness is not where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. Congenital heart disease, 60 times more prevalent than childhood cancer, childhood cancer, and never to take anything away from what they are doing. Mm-hmm. But we have kids dying of this too. And I want more people to know about it and care and get involved with it. And we just have a struggle of, it's not as visible. Kids hide their scars underneath their shirts. Mm-hmm. You might not know that the kid is sick. And and that's a challenge. And that's an uphill battle that we're having to face. But I think as we keep coming on shows like this and keep doing events and keep growing on social media, we're able to reach more people and get people to understand what it is that we're dealing with.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing a great job at it.
Well, I'm trying.
It's funny that you said events, because this is one of the things you do at Project Bubaloo, to raise money to fund the research to try to help people in the future with congenital heart disease, kids in the future, and to bring awareness so you can do more things. So Hops for Hearts is coming up
in April 21st.
I love this event. I am going to be emceeing this event.
Yes.
I was there last year. I'll be there again. And I want to talk a little bit about this event, because people can get their tickets now before they sell out, because it will sell out.
Yes.
So
we've already sold, I think, over 25% of our tickets in the events in April. So if you want to come, let's tell people about it a little bit.
Because it's, first of all, not only is it a great way to give back and raise money for Project Bubaloo, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Which it's just a fun event. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. We try to make it fun. We have live music. We have raffles. We have auction items. Mm-hmm. So kind of, I don't want to say kind of your typical sort of get together, but in some ways we have a lot of ways that you can give back and get involved. But what I really like about it is that it, we are bringing on board local breweries. So I'm really excited about some of the breweries coming this year. Of course, we have 1840, Lakefront Brewing, Supermoon, Component, Oak Brewery. I just love the name of that brewery.
Yeah.
Love it. So we have all these breweries coming, and they're serving their beer. So you get to taste local brews. We have food, and it's really an all-you-can-taste sort of situation. So you get a glass cup, and you go around, eat food, drink beer, and give back. And I love that.
It's a really neat event. And just to paint a picture, I know you explained all this, but you literally walk into this gigantic room And all these different local breweries are set up, and you and your friends or your significant other or whoever you're with, you get a group, you go out there, and you just literally go from table to table. And it was awesome to
Or you can keep going back to the same table.
Yeah, or the same, if you like
if
one
you like
brewery.
Certain brewery
yeah.
right? Like if you really like it, they yeah. got more. So.
And even the food was great.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like food around at every table. And then on top of that, you have, you know, all of these silent auction items, which is always fun to walk up and down and look at all of these cool things that you can bid on and dream about winning and hope you do win to give back. It's just a really fun event. And meanwhile, like you said, on the stage, you've got entertainment. So it's just a fun night. We didn't even say where it was, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be... Well, that's a good thing. So basic details, it's going to be on April 21st from 7 to 10 p.m. at Coast in the Miller Room. So the food, people providing the food is Zilly Hospitality. It's right by, or it's on the same, the lower level of where the Betty Brin Museum is. Yep. So it's that whole bottom floor. We use up the atrium and we have, you know, between 400 and 500 people come and enjoy the event. And so we're hoping for the same number. Mm-hmm. And last year we were able to raise $62,000. Wow. And so I'm really hoping for more than that this year. This past year, we were able to fully fund two research projects out of the Children's Research Institute here in Milwaukee. And I was really excited. We were able to go film and do some filming to see the labs and see where things are happening. So what I really strive for is that when you come to our events, when you support Project Bubaloo, you know exactly where your money is going to. None of us collect a paycheck. Everything goes towards our mission. And I'm really feel passionate about trying to make sure that we're doing right by our donors, because it's hard earned money that is going to something that you want to make sure or feel like you're making a difference in the community. And if you come to an event like this, you most definitely are.
It's pretty impressive, because I know you have a full-time job, you work hard, and you know, you have a family, and you still work for free, you know, at Project Bubaloo, and put on these huge events that raise a lot of money for congenital heart disease, and you walk away with, you know, you're not putting any money in your pocket, is important to remember.
And there's a lot of nonprofits, you need to pay employees and things, so I don't want to take away from nonprofits that do pay their employees, but I really, at this point and where we're at, we want to keep raising enough money to legitimize, and we have legitimized ourselves as a true nonprofit here to keep going and being committed to our mission, and not just, again, this goes back to, it started with Theo and he's at the heart of what we're doing, but there are so many families that are affected by this disease and so many kids that are still dying. And I've been to way too many kids' funerals, and that needs to stop. It's terrible. And so I know that I speak for anyone that's been in that situation, that we have a lot of work to do. And so I feel passionate about that. I'm very lucky with my job that they're at Marquette University. I work in the College of Nursing. They're all very supportive. My students are supportive. It's an incredible sort of combo of jobs that I have.
Yeah, absolutely. If you just tuned in, by the way, I'm talking to my friend, Callie Chiroff from Project Bubaloo, co-founder, who founded this with her sister after she lost her own son, Theo, at the age of 6 months to congenital heart disease. And I'm just amazed by your drive and how you have taken your grief and put it into raising money to try to fund more research, to try to make sure more kids don't have to go through this or can live longer than Theo did. Because I loved it how you said, you know, Theo wouldn't have lived how many years ago. We have come far, but we need to come farther.
Right.
When it comes to congenital heart disease, tell the numbers again. 1 in 100.
1 in 100 kids are born with a congenital heart defect every year, and 25% of those children need open heart surgery. So 1 in 4 in the United States, it's about 40,000 kids every year are born with congenital heart disease. And that's a lot. And I don't know that we'll ever find a cure, because when a person's pregnant, the heart's fully formed by the time they find out there's a defect. So I don't know if in my lifetime we'll prevent it from happening, but I want to be at a place where no matter what the defect, it's not going to impact their life. It's not going to impact their quality of life or their quantity. And that's our vision, is that we will improve quality and quantity of life.
And it really isn't talked about enough either, because after I met you, and it's amazing how many people now I've met that are like, oh, I have congenital heart disease. And I'm like, I didn't know you had congenital heart disease. This isn't talked about enough, and it should be. It should be talked about more,
right,
you know?
Right. And I, again, go back to it being Heart Month and not, again, not to take away from things like the American Heart Association. Their main focus is adult cardiac disease.
Yeah.
Now, they do give, in some ways, to congenital heart disease, but that's not their focus. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like everyone understands heart disease, but they always think of
the acquired
heart disease that happens later on in life, uh-huh, versus these kids. Congenital means born with. So these children are born with a defect that affects how their heart works and functions and possibly can fail. Mm-hmm. And again, kids are dying every year. It's the number one cause of birth defect related deaths in infants. And Theo is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
your son, yeah.
Yeah, he had other things going on too. So it wasn't the only thing, but it mm-hmm, majorly, to see your child go through open heart surgery as a baby is terrible.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
I want there to be other options for mm-hmm, them, and for if they do have surgery, that we know that that's mm-hmm, going to be the fix,
mm-hmm,
and then we don't have to worry for the rest of their lives.
Right. And so if someone's listening and they're like, well, okay, how can I help? Or what can I do? We were just talking about the fundraiser coming up, Hops for Hearts, which is happening on Friday, April 21st from 7 to 10. I'm actually going to be emceeing it. And my partner DZ said he's going to be there as well, emceeing it with me.
Yeah.
It's the third annual Hops for Hearts. It's going on downtown in that whole lower level again, where Coast and the Miller Room is.
Yep.
It was so cool last year because it was like the whole floor. It was a wide open space depending on where you went back and forth. There was lots of areas to go, mm-hmm, but you had the live music going on, which was a lot of fun. And then throughout the room, there are local breweries set up everywhere, and you get to go up and you can sample the beer you set as much as you want, right?
Yeah, it's really, it's a cool event. We do have a certain amount, but
don't get crazy.
But it is a kind of all you can taste sort of situation. And, mm-hmm, and I know people have a lot of fun, and the more fun mm-hmm, they have, usually they're spending more money.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
right.
If that's you, you're the kind of patron that we're looking for to come have a good time and give back.
A great way to sample all the local breweries
exactly,
at once, which is really kind of cool about it. And then there's food. How can they get tickets? We didn't even tell them that.
That'd be important. Well, you can always find us on social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook. We do have 44 followers on TikTok. So look
nice.
Out. We are small but mighty. Slowly but surely, we're creeping up there. But anyway, you can always follow to get all sorts of info about what we're doing and seeing the impact we're making.
Follow Project Bubaloo.
Yeah, if you can, mm-hmm, follow us on social media. To get tickets, you go to hopsforheartsmke.com, and that will take you right to the site where you can buy mm-hmm, tickets. If you're interested in sponsorship, you can click on levels of sponsorship. And, you know, there's all sorts of benefits to sponsoring as well.
That's a great thing to talk about is how if somebody can't make, let's say, Hops for Hearts, and they've been listening to this interview and they want to help you or donate or make a sponsorship, this is a great way to do it.
Yeah, you can find ways to donate, sponsor, and buy tickets on our website, hopsforheartsmke.com. And anything that you can do, I think it's important to come to events like this because you can see it. And then mm-hmm, people get really excited about it. But if you can't come, I mean, we're always appreciative for any support that can be given.
That's amazing. I can't believe we're almost out of time because I feel like we just sat down and started talking, but we're almost out of time, Callie. So again,
thank you.
I've been talking to Callie Chiroff, who is the co-founder of Project Bubaloo, founded it after she lost her son Theo to congenital heart disease. And now she's lit a fire under her, and you know, you're putting all of that back in with Project Bubaloo and having this fantastic fundraiser, Hops for Hearts, which you can get tickets at hopsforheartsmke.com. And I will be there at the event. I would be there anyway because it's a lot of fun and it's a great way to give back. Try all these local breweries at once. Have some food. It's a fun Friday night. Maybe get a silent auction item, a raffle, you know, all the good stuff.
All the things.
It's if you're going to go out on a Friday night, at least make it give back to the community in some way, please.
And it's April. It's kind of cloudy and rainy. Yeah. So like, it's going to be a good day to get out on the town, but mm-hmm, you know, be inside still.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully it's warm, but
it's
something to look forward to, right?
Exactly. If you're stuck inside. So, all right. Well, Callie, thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Project Bubaloo. Check them out. Follow them on social media, and we'll see you at Hops for Hearts on April 21st.